Hey, welcome to Ambassador for Christ, everybody. This your host, Wilbur Davis. And I hope y'all having a good morning. You know, because we blessed to see another one. You know what I mean? Yeah. Much love, everybody. Miss y'all, man. Here we go with another one. Today's episode will be called The Lord is My Shepherd. The Lord is My Shepherd. Alright. Let's read John 14:26. It says, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Yeah, buddy, you know. I mean, God is our shepherd, you know. And what happens when a sheep falls astray? Huh? A good shepherd gonna make sure it, you know, get back in the flock. He gonna go after it. He gonna take care of it. You know what I mean? Keep it away from the wolves. You know what I mean? He gonna make sure we got a hedge of protection around us, a fence. But you know what happens though when we want to keep getting out of the fence? You know, sooner or later, everybody got to get disciplined. You see what I mean? You know, are we going to have to be smart at some point in our life and get our act together? You know what I mean? And learn how to neglect our ways, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't actually know what we're doing. We allow our ways and our actions to get in our way of God, you know, because we think we know what's best for our life when we don't. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all our ways and He will direct your path. You know what I mean? Who is your shepherd? Who protecting you from evil? Who do you think performing miracles for you? Who getting you out of trouble when you can't get yourself out? You got to learn how to give praise to God for that. You know, all honor and praise go to Him. You know what I mean? He is taking care of us. He raised the sun up every day. Make sure you got food on your table. Clothes on your back. Give you a roof over your head. Man. God is awesome. He's awesome. Huh? He bringing us out of the darkness into the light. Raise that moon up with them stars at night. Man, we didn't have none of that, I'm telling you. This would be a dark place to live. If it wasn't no light on earth, you might as well call Earth the moon, because you know it's pitch black up there. You know what I mean? He show us love in ways that we still today refuse to recognize. And most of it in the small things, you know. Jesus is the way, the truth, and our life, you know. There is no life outside of him. That life you think you have, that's not constructed or established in the ways of God, will come apart. It will fall down. It will not stand the storm. Yeah, you might get by, but you ain't getting away, you see. Sooner or later, the right conflict get a hold of you. You know what I mean? Keep God first, pay your tithes, and do what you're supposed to do always. And you will have you a beautiful life, a better future. Most importantly, you have faith and love and confidence in Christ Jesus, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Everybody keep your head up and stay prayed up in the name of Jesus. All right? Peace.